You're listening to SBS Spice. Find what's making South Asians tick or ick with Suhaila and Dilpreet on the SBS Spice podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to SBS Spice. I'm Dilpreet, and today I'm joined by someone whose sound is as expansive as it is intimate. Gayatri Krishnan is in the studio with me all the way from Los Angeles, ahead of her very first performance in Australia at the Archie Party at the Art Gallery of New South Wales. She's a singer, songwriter, and producer whose work weaves the classical textures of Carnatic music with the soulfulness of R&B. And if you've heard even a glimpse of her voice, you know it stays with you. So Gayatri, thank you so much for joining me. Welcome to SBS Spice.
This is SBS Spice.
Do you remember the first moment you realized that blending Carnatic music with R&B was not just possible, but essential to express who you are?
Yeah, I think it came quite naturally. I don't intentionally look at a track and start a track and like, oh, Carnatic music has to be in it. I think certain demos or certain sessions, like the chords just naturally bring those scales out. So then if it feels like natural, I'll go down that lane. But I think it's naturally in my voice as well, like my inflections, the way that I approach my runs and stuff. So yeah.
So you must have started learning Carnatic music at quite a young age, because it's such a tough sort of tone to have. What was that experience like getting into it so deeply?
Yeah, my dad put me in Carnatic music, me and my brother, when we were 4 years old. And so we used to go like every weekend, help class. And we were a part of a bunch of like days that celebrated the composers. So each month or each season, we would have like a piece to prepare. So that kind of rigorous schedule helped me really practice and learn the pieces. But yeah, I did learn. It's kind of on and off right now, to be honest. It's hard to maintain it with the schedule of like an independent artist, but I try to learn as much listening to music, singing with my dad, practicing in my room. But yeah, I think that training, even being on stage and developing that like stage confidence and stuff like that, really helped.
Talk to me about a lyric or a song that you wrote, and it felt like it changed you after you wrote it. Do you have an expression that made you feel even more expressive after you penned it?
Yeah, I really like my new song called Made It. In the chorus, I sing, already made it, yeah, already made it. And I think I really mean that as like an affirmation to myself, because it's true. You think that once you reach a certain accolade or a certain goalpost that you feel like you've made it, but it's never like that in any industry, I feel like. So you have to make that goalpost for yourself.
That's beautiful. First time performing in Australia. What do you know about the Australian music landscape? Has there been an Australian artist who might have influenced your work directly or indirectly?
Ooh, I'm honestly not that hip on the Australian landscape, but I really loved Solange's performance at the Sydney Opera House. I really love her artistry, and I really love the way she visually ties in these aesthetic elements to her music. So me and my dad visited the Sydney Opera House, and I was like, oh, might take a while for me to get there. But yeah, I think I was really excited to know. Solange has even performed at the Art Gallery as well. It's really cool to be in similar faces to people that you look up to or people that you watch on YouTube or on the internet.
For listeners unfamiliar with Carnatic music, how do you ease them into its emotional and sonic language? Do you have a bit of a strategy in terms of making it sound as intimate as possible?
I think I try not to get too technical about it. I think even the way that I integrate it is more based off of feeling rather than like, this is Carnatic music and it's like super in your face. So it's just the South Asian system of classical music. It's based on ragas, which are scales, and each raga has a different set of notes and a different emotion or set of emotions that it evokes. So yeah, it's kind of based on that. And I think that the listeners tomorrow may not know Carnatic music, but I think they'll still feel something.
What would you say to other diasporic artists who are straddling multiple traditions and still shaping their sound, still finding a home in the in-between? What would your message be?
I think just be yourself, in the sense that like, you can include your identity, but like, don't put pressure on yourself to. Like, your identity is you. You don't have to do anything extra to be you. So yeah, just make what feels right. And I think something that I've learned about making music is the online stats are only so much. Like, what really matters is people showing up to your shows and, like, people actually feeling the impact of your words and, like, your energy. So don't just, like, look at the stats online and get discouraged, because there's people actually out there, like, real people that come to your shows and, like, this changed my life or this song really helped me. So that's equally as important as the statistics and the streaming numbers. So, yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, that's such a beautiful message to sort of wrap up on. But as you say, I think in the online world, in the digital world, and the added pressures of representation, sometimes it can be really easy to sort of get lost in the numbers and the stats. How do you keep a straight head as sort of an independent artist in this landscape? It's really noisy out there, isn't it? It must be tough. So how do you keep the noise out?
You just have to, like, lose control over it. I mean, I started with zero monthly listeners, and the most that I would get on a track for, like, probably the first 2 years was like 1,000 streams.
Yeah.
Playing the past, I would say 3 to 4 years, 5 years, my streams have been the highest that it's ever been. So I just try to remind myself that I started with nothing. So just being grateful for every milestone. But yeah, it's difficult. I'm still learning how to not check it off.
Of course, we're all work in progress, but, you know, started from nothing and you're doing your first Australian show tomorrow. We're all very, very excited. Thank you so much for coming in. Such a pleasure chatting to you, Gayathri, and I hope our listeners go and watch you live tomorrow. Thank you.
For more hot takes from South Asians in Australia, find and follow SBS Spice on Instagram at SBS Spice or on YouTube by searching for SBS South Asian. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button.